soul manifest itself in truth and in goodness.
Local.
The challenges that we're facing in our generation, we just need the gospel. I mean, every culture, every generation just needs to know how the gospel applies.
Engaging.
We don't bring any life at all to the church. The church is the life. It still gives us the life.
Live.
The reality is, He is all things beautiful, capital B. And so anything that is authentically beautiful draws us, even if we don't realize it, to God.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Real Presence Live here on the RPR Network. It is good to be with you on this Wednesday morning. I'm one of your hosts, Brandon Clark, joined by
Lynn Devitt.
And we are actually stepping in for Tim Moser this morning. He was supposed to be hosting. Unfortunately, he is under the weather, so we ask you to keep him in your prayers that he has a quick recovery. He does amazing work, of course, for the Diocese of Fargo, working in the Respect Life office. He's also in the diaconate program. So he's a great gift to our community, Lynn.
Yeah. And this is a horrible time to feel under the weather.
I know.
I mean, it's getting nice out. The sun is shining. And yeah. Anyway.
So we pray for a quick recovery.
Definitely.
Well, we have a very good show lined up for you. We'll go through the rundown in just a minute. But Lynn, do you mind opening us up in prayer?
Definitely. So we are actually starting our novena for our live drive, which is next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And so we are asking all of our listeners to pray to the novena to the Infant of Prague. So we're going to start that today, 9 days before the infant or before our live drive ends. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Divine Infant Jesus, I want to give you my hands today. I want to serve you with all my heart and make you known and loved. Doing your will is the source of my inner peace and joy. Divine Infant, I give you my hands to touch those I meet with your love and peace. I ask you to heal those in pain, to encourage the hopeless, to console the sorrowing, and to provide for those in want. I ask you to reach out to the lonely, especially plead for the many people suffering from great poverty and injustice. Miraculous Infant, I believe that you love me and know all of my needs, and I place them in your hands, especially our present concerns for the successful spring live drive so we can continue the operations here at Real Presence Radio. I trust in your love and care, and I want to honor and praise you now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Now, if listeners want to join in the novena, is there a way for them to be able to do that and pray with us, Lynn?
So we did send out emails. If you are not on our email list, you can send us your email by going to our website. Or if you just search the Divine Infant of Prague prayer, the entire story about the Divine Infant of Prague is actually pretty remarkable. It's really beautiful. I put a little bit of it in our email, but it's been used for hundreds of years, some of our greatest saints. The statue reflects God's incarnation, spiritual childhood, and the dignity of both Christ and our own humanity. If you've ever seen the statue of the Divine Infant of Prague, he's holding it's a picture of God holding us in the palm of his hand. It's a beautiful prayer, a beautiful novena, and it actually has been used over the hundreds of years, specifically for fundraising in Catholic apostolates. So that's one of the reasons we use that here at Real Presence Radio as a Catholic apostolate.
Yeah. And there's a tremendous story behind it as well. Do you mind sharing a little bit about that?
Well, I don't have that up now, and I'm not going to go by my memory, but it really is incredible and a miraculous, I guess back in the day they wouldn't have called it fundraising, but the need for funds to build a church, I believe, and it was definitely miraculous. And so like I said, for hundreds of years, this Divine Infant of Prague continues to be asked for intercession. It's beautiful.
And so we certainly pray for the intercession of the Divine Infant of Prague as well as we approach the spring live drive, May 14th through the 16th. So that's actually this coming Tuesday through Thursday. And we'll be talking more about that with our very own Lori Calgard. She's going to join us later in the program to give us a preview of what to expect. And we have a lot of great things planned.
A lot of great things. So our listeners get 3 days, three 12-hour days of stories and us, which is the best part,
yes,
right?
Yes.
But here in the office and our LRCs who are out and about, we spend 3 months and more getting ready, working to find locations and hosts and guests, doing lots of outbound calls. This is our largest fundraiser for the year. Our fall live drive tends to be a little bit lower. This fundraiser is critical, and I don't like to be extreme, but it's critical to our operations and getting through the summer. So we have a big goal this year. We do try to make it fun and exciting by adding some gifts, and so that's what Lori's going to be on later to talk about. But it's a critical part of us staying on the radio, without a doubt.
Absolutely. So we will talk more about that a little bit later. Coming up, we're awaiting Bishop Andrew Cousins to come on the air with us, and he's going to talk about a vision to, I'm sorry, what was that, Aaron? He's not going to make it this morning. Okay, no problem. So later on in the program, then we have Deb Call, who's going to talk about those working through the challenges of memory loss, and specifically talking about how music, exercise, and just building relationships has a profound impact. So that'll be a really great discussion. Of course, we have our weekly update with Jason Adkins from the Minnesota Catholic Conference, who's a great supporter of Real Presence Radio. And we're going to dive into a pretty crucial issue, the so-called Equal Rights Amendment. Mm. Now, on the surface, it seems like, yeah, this could be a pretty good thing. But when we dive deeper into it, this is actually a big problem for Minnesota. And, you know, not just Minnesota. A lot of times when things like this get passed in states, other states will use it as an opportunity to adopt similar bills or measures, amendments in their states. And so it's certainly one of the things that we want to keep an eye on and we'll talk about. And then we have Dr. Chris DeCock, who is going to join us in the last half hour talking about Catholic sexual ethics, what the church teaches about sex, its goodness, and then kind of talking about how there's a great distortion of it, right, in God's plan.
Yeah.
So,
and what a segue, right?
Yeah.
Going from what Minnesota is trying to do about how we view the human body.
Exactly.
As a feeling versus what the church teaches and its beauty of how we view our human bodies.
Right.
And so it's going to be a pretty good connection, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's all coming up this morning on Real Presence Live. Again, we were hoping to have Bishop Cousins on here for the first segment. Unfortunately, he isn't able to join us. So we certainly want to keep him in prayer as we go about our drive and this week and the show and everything like that. He's doing amazing things really in the Diocese of Crookston since he's come in. Just I really get the sense. My wife is the music director in Frazee, Minnesota, which is in the Diocese of Crookston. And the things that we have seen come through just in restoring tradition, restoring the sacredness to the liturgy has been a really great gift. And you can tell that it's changing hearts in the diocese, Lynn.
Yeah. Well, and he's impacting all of the USCCB. I mean,
yes.
He's in charge of, I don't know if in charge is the right word, but he's really taken an important role in the Eucharistic Congress and the Eucharistic processions.
Right.
I was just in Bemidji 2 weeks ago and doing a show from St. Philip's, which has all of the volunteers getting ready for the Star of the North Marian Congress.
Yep.
I can't help but wonder if the bishop is tied up in what's going on there. It's a big deal. What's going on up there? And they are in crunch time. They have about 10 days before it starts, and not a large community. Bemidji is certainly larger than some if you've grown up in a small town in North Dakota or Minnesota or South Dakota, but it is not a large metropolitan, and they are having all kinds of people come into their area for a really, really beautiful Congress. Great speakers. Real Presence Radio will have a table there. So if you want to stop and talk to me, if you're not getting our emails, I can add you to our email list up there. But I'm really excited about it. And it starts off with a bang on Friday.
Yeah.
With Bishop Barron who's the keynote.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, some of the other speakers, of course, Bishop Cousins himself. You mentioned Robert Barron. Father Mike Schmitz is going to be there. Bishop Daniel Felton from Duluth, because this is a, what would you say, a core co-bringing together between the Diocese of Crookston and the Diocese of Duluth. Ali Leah, of course, is going to provide the music, and she just has a fantastic music ministry and how she is able to spread the faith through music. And it's great because she's Catholic, right? We don't always see, we have Matt Maher, but we don't always see a lot of Catholic artists in the Christian music scene. So to be able to bring the truths of our Catholic faith into music is going to be a great gift that she's going to be able to share with us.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we're starting in Bemidji, where we have a tower, 820 or 98.7 up there in Bemidji. And then, I mean, they're going to be all over our listening area. So if you are over in Duluth Superior, the Eucharistic procession will be stopping there. They will also be stopping down in Winona, Rochester, Austin area. So if you listen down on 970, 92.5, 94.3. So this is really exciting for the entire area here. And Bemidji is, what, 2.5 hours from Fargo?
Yeah.
When I was at the Knights of Columbus conference last Friday out there at Breezy Point, a number of the Knights are also going to the Eucharistic Congress, the Star of the North. So it should be quite an event. It's a beautiful thing. I just talked to someone yesterday in the Rochester area. He's like, I think something's going on, Lynn, down here. the confession lines at the confessional seem to be longer. My wife went into adoration, and there were 8 other people there in perpetual adoration. So, I don't know if it's Bishop Barron or this whole Eucharistic revival that's happening, and knowing that it's going to be stopping through our areas, it's impacting the entire region. And I'm super excited about it.
Yeah. And you mentioned the pilgrimage. That's actually kicking off. So we have the Star of the North Eucharistic Congress, which is May 17th and 18th. And then the next day is the kickoff of the pilgrimage. And in this particular area, we have the Marian route, which I think is beautiful, considering Minnesota really considered the Star of the North, right? Mm-hmm. We back in the day, we had the Minnesota North Stars NHL hockey team. But this idea of being the Star of the North, and I think about Our Lady of Guadalupe, who is the star of the new evangelization, and the work that we do, it just all connects really well together. And so that is an opportunity. If you want to go and you want to be at the kickoff, that's taking place at Itasca State Park, which is the headwaters of the Mississippi River. And it's amazing to me to know where all of these pilgrimages are starting as well. There's one coming from San Diego, which is as far southwest as you can get in the United States. And then the other ones that are starting,
Corpus Christi, Texas,
which is as far south about as you can get.
Yeah.
And then is the other one starting from Florida?
No. It's starting out east. It's the Elizabeth Ann Seton route. And so I'm not exactly sure exactly what town it starts in.
Yeah. So just a great opportunity. There are some local people actually who are making this journey, traveling all along some different routes. We have a person from North Dakota who's going to be traveling the route out of San Diego. We have a person out of the Rapid City area who's going to be traveling the whole Marian route. So it's pretty neat to see how this is impacting people. I have actually a brother and a sister-in-law and some other family members who are making a point. So it kicks off on May 19th, which is that Sunday. And so they're making a point to catch up with it on Monday and Tuesday and making their way through Duluth. And they're going to make a little, trip out of it and everything like that. So, if you don't have a chance to make it to the kickoff on the 19th, that's okay. Maybe figure out a way to catch up with it. And whether you can walk a few hours or a day or whatever it is, I just think it's going to be a great opportunity to participate in really this historic event. I'm not aware of anything like this ever happening before, Lynn.
No, and if you go out to the Eucharistic pilgrimage Marian route, it's interactive. So they have the entire map there, and you can click on a dot, and if it looks close to you, you know where to drive, and it'll tell you exactly what church they will be where they will be and the dates. So I know that the Diocese of Fargo is taking a bus to one of these places, and I wish I knew exactly which one it was. I think it's on the 20th, which makes me think it's at the St. Joseph Church near Grand Rapids, but I'm not totally sure. So we'll have to look that up in the break.
Yeah. We'll look that up and get back. This is Real Presence Live, and we're going to step away for just a moment, continuing with our show right after this. Stay with us.
Live, engaging, and local. This is Real Presence Live, where we bring you positive and uplifting stories and share the great things happening in our local area on the Real Presence Radio Network. Searching for more great Catholic content? Visit our website at realpresenceradio.com. Find Catholic news you can trust, information about events coming up in the local area, and the latest on what's happening at the RPR Network. And don't forget that you can listen to any of our stations around the clock from anywhere in the world. Need prayers for someone or something in your life? You can submit those through our online form for the entire family to pray for. Real Presence Radio, your family of faith and hope. Online at realpresenceradio.com.
This is Lavinia Spirito for Catholic Way Bible Study. In Luke 5, Jesus invites Peter, weary from a night of fruitless fishing, back out onto the Sea of Galilee to cast his nets one more time and trust Jesus for the results. To cast into the deep is to let go of our own opinions, desires, and the way things or people should be. To cast into the deep, even where we have already fished with no results, is to let go of independence, autonomy, and self-determination. The sooner we realize that our Beloved is holding us in His hands, the sooner we can get about the business of doing our Father's will. The sooner we will become disciples. Proverbs sums up this great secret lesson learned by the saints. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your path straight. Let go and trust the Lord to direct your activities and your life. He knows what He's doing.
Catholic Way Bible Study. Peace, power, purpose. Find out more at cwbs.org.
What if you could earn a degree that offers the best of both worlds, an MBA and a master's degree in philosophy? The University of Mary offers one degree that combines world-class business training with a careful study of life's deepest questions through their combined MBA, MA, and philosophy program. By earning one degree in both philosophy and business online, you will rigorously engage the big ideas needed to address professional challenges. Visit CatholicProfessional.life.
You're listening to Real Presence Live on the Real Presence Radio Network. Join in the conversation on our Facebook page or on Twitter. And be sure to like and follow us for more great Catholic content. Now, back to the show.
Hey, thanks for staying with us as we continue our program here on Real Presence Live. Brandon Clark, one of your hosts, joined by
Lynn Devitt.
And we were just talking about the National Eucharistic Pilgrimage. We mentioned that we were going to look up a couple of things. So New Haven, Connecticut is where the Eastern route, it's the St. Elizabeth Anseton, as you mentioned, route. Mm-hmm. That's going to start from New Haven, Connecticut. And in the south, it's the tip of Texas, Brownsville, Texas is where that one's leaving, which will wind around the Gulf of Mexico. And then over in the west, the Serra route, after Junipero Serra, that is going to be taking off from San Francisco, actually. So,
and you know, the interesting thing about the Marian route is we don't have as far to go from Bemidji to Indianapolis. And what a beautiful thing, because that means there are a lot of stops along the Marian route.
Yes.
I mean, if you go out to this interactive map, because they can take the time to really bring Jesus in the form of the Eucharist to all of these places, it could be very, I think it's going to be really, really powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing I wanted to note about the St. Junipero Serra route is that is the longest one. They're going to cover 2,200 miles. 2,200
and
miles.
They're not really walking the entire way. Or did they start like 2 months ago?
Well, they're starting on May 17th.
Okay,
that's
so this,
when it kicks
the same
off.
Day as everyone else.
A couple days earlier.
Okay.
Because the Marian route starts 19th. So
yes, you're right.
A couple of days earlier, but still, they're going to be walking that whole way. So we certainly want to pray for our pilgrims,
definitely,
wherever they're walking from, because this is a great opportunity to bring the real presence of the Eucharist all across the United States. Just imagine, right? We think about this time that we're going through in Easter right now, and we're hearing about the Acts of the Apostles and the readings and how 3,000 came to believe in one day and all these different things. I think it was yesterday in the readings even where it talked about how Paul was thrown in prison and then there was this earthquake and all the doors opened and Paul's like, we're still here.
Yeah.
Don't worry, right? And yeah. then the guard and his family came to believe. Like, I just think there's going to be amazing things
yes.
that happen as this pilgrimage goes about. And there's going to be not just a revival, but I think there's going to be lives that are transformed.
Yeah. And he did that to save his guard, knowing his guard was going to be committing suicide. He's like, no, I'm still here for you.
Yeah.
Like, even those who persecute me, I'm here to save you. And there's something really powerful, I think, about this procession in very public places, because it's very countercultural. I mean, if you watch the news at all, we might follow a movie star around to take pictures of their new outfit or what was barely an outfit. But this idea that we're going to be following Jesus in yeah. a holy and sacrificial way. People, you know, there are a lot of stops. For some people, it may not be as sacrificial.
Yeah.
But even for me, going up to Bemidji, 2.5 hours, I'm super excited about it. But there is something about seeing people sacrifice their time, their resources to follow Jesus in a very clear and visual way.
Right. So if you have an opportunity to join the Marian Route, if you have an opportunity to get up to the Star of the North Eucharistic Congress, which is coming up next Friday and Saturday after you donate to the Real Presence Radio Live Drive,
do. We actually changed the dates of the Live Drive because of typically we've always done the Live Drive Wednesday through Friday. And we are exhausted by the weekend because it's a ton of hours. So we're changing it this year to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then we're giving everyone Friday off so they can take a nap after a lot of hours of work. And then some of us, actually Joyce is going up because she's just going. And then I'm going to up to the Eucharistic Congress on Friday. So part of it was a little selfish. Like, I really want to get up there. And I can't be asking for money until 7 o'clock that night.
No, it's a great opportunity. So really encourage you, if you do want to check it out, I believe the website is CrookstonEucharist.org. CrookstonEucharist.org is where you can learn more about
Star of the North. And if you are not in our listening area and you're interested in any of the other routes, we got a really beautiful email just last week from Sister Wolf, right?
Yes.
Yeah, who said that she got a text from someone out in Maine who listens to Real Presence Radio. So if you are not in one of our dioceses here, go ahead and look at the eucharisticpilgrimage.org, and they will have all of the routes and all of the stops. And if there's some place that you can make a journey to go and visit Jesus on his way to Indianapolis, it will be powerful.
That's what's amazing to me about radio. Right. So we're in this technology era where we're not confined to just terrestrial radio now. We have the ability for people to listen online through the app. And so really we're global. There's an opportunity to reach people all over the globe through the message of Real Presence Radio.
Absolutely. And I when I drive between our areas, then I will just connect my phone and listen to the app. But that could be the only way that someone in Maine was listening to us is through the app. And so thank you for that. But anyone who's listening outside of our listening area and has decided to keep joining us through our app, thank you. And God bless you. And you help us stay alive.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have about 5 minutes here before we head to a break, and then we'll invite Deb Call from just talking about memory loss and ways that we can work with those who are going through memory loss. She works with Memory Cafe. She's one of the coordinators of that. And And so she's very gifted in being able to work with folks like this and have the opportunity to be able to bring this to our community. So we'll dive into that. But in these last 5 minutes, I think we did want to dive into a little bit about what we were going to talk with Bishop Cousins about. Because, you know, I think we can see around us the damages of the pandemic, right, which led to a lot of decreasing in mass attendance. And, you know, in some aspects, I think attendance hasn't completely recovered. I know there's a lot of areas that are growing, but in some areas, things have just not completely recovered. And even before that, what they see in the Diocese of Crookston was that for the past decade, mass attendance has dropped about 30%, which, you know, when you're thinking about the future of the church, that's quite striking when you look at statistics about, you know, what is the church going to look like? What's your diocese going to look like in 10 years if your mass attendance is dropping 30% every 10 years, Lynn?
Yeah, it is scary. And it's scary for our parishes from a financial place because, you know, those who are attending right now, you know, are dying and probably supporting the church financially, but also because, and you didn't go to the Diocese of Fargo Synod.
Correct.
Because you're part of the Diocese of Crookston. Yes. I wouldn't even let you in the door.
Yes. Big
but,
guards.
But, you know, all of these priests who are so, they want to save us.
Yep.
And they see the culture and they see the sadness and they see the lost, how lost people are. And then the numbers confirm it. And how do we bring people back? How do we remind them of the joy that exists here in our faith with Jesus and particularly the Catholic faith? And, you know, Bishop Cousins, like many bishops, you know, Bishop DeGroote, Bishop Felton, Bishop Fulda, all of our bishops all over are doing similar things. But
yep.
Bishop Cousins was going to be on here talking about his strategic visioning update.
Yeah.
And I actually printed it off before knowing that he wasn't going to be here, and I just started reading through it. And these things take work. I worked in corporate America for a long time, and what Bishop Cousins is doing for the Diocese of Crookston is actually not that different. There is a truth,
yes,
a real truth, not a sort of subjective truth that maybe businesses have to follow the culture. The diocese, our faith, should be leading the culture. So I would say that's a big difference between how businesses do this as opposed to how a church would do it. But in some cases, it's not that different. They talk, but we used to call this a SWOT analysis, right?
Yes. Yeah,
strengths, weaknesses, opportunities. So that's what the bishop did and just said, how are things going and what are we doing well?
Yeah.
What is not going so well? How should we improve these things? What should we stop doing? And what are some threats? That's the T of the SWOT. And so, like I said, the good news is that the church remains tied to a higher truth, unlike a corporate world.
Right, yep.
But they still have the challenges of living in this world and still have to examine them in a somewhat corporate way, I guess.
Yeah. And what's interesting about this is we're now in the final stages of this whole process. Mm-hmm. So this began in January of 2024. Everything kicked off really in December. That's when an article went out, just kind of laying out the whole process, how it would all work. So we've had all of these things. The faithful of the Diocese of Crookston have had an opportunity to give their insight, and they were very, very focused on this particular piece, which I think is important. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just a consultant coming in, telling the diocese what they need to do, and the bishop goes, okay. Like, everybody was involved, and there were many different conversations that were had in this process. So now we await Bishop's pastoral letter, which is going to come out and really talk about the vision for revitalization for the diocese. As I mentioned at the top of the show, you know, we've already seen pieces of that put into place with bringing bells back and incense and, you know, just kind of bringing a holiness and a sacredness back to the liturgy, or, you know, the liturgy itself is sacred and holy in itself, but just bringing more of an awareness, a reverence, a presence to that in, and so there's certainly only going to be good things to come as we go about, but, you know, one of the things that the Diocese of Crookston has to look at is, okay, we have lower mass attendance. So what does that mean for vocations? How do we bring a revitalization to vocations? And financially speaking, you know, if we want to continue to grow efforts and add new things as far as evangelization opportunities, things cost money, right? Yeah. So all of this is going to work towards the revitalization of the faith in the diocese. And I'm so excited to see what comes. And I can't wait for the pastoral letter to come out.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for you guys. I'm excited for us and Bishop Bolda doing a similar thing. I'm excited for all of these bishops. You know, they talk to each other.
Yeah.
They all know that this is happening and they're all working so hard for us.
Yeah.
This isn't for them.
Right.
This is for us. Yeah.
It's like there's a revival or something.
It's like there's a revival. We should tell Bishop Cousins about that.
Yes, he knows. Did you know there's a revival, Bishop? All right, we got to step away for a quick break. Up next on Real Presence Live, Deb Call from Memory Cafe is going to join us to talk about how music, exercise, and building relationships can have a significant impact on those experiencing memory loss. It's going to be a great conversation you don't want to miss, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Stay with us. There's more Real Presence Live to come on the Real Presence Radio Network.
Hi there, I'm Alicia Hillman, the owner of Beloved Pearl Catholic Boutique. When I was asked to be a godmother and couldn't find a meaningful Catholic gift for my new godson locally, a spark ignited within me. That's when the idea for Beloved Pearl was born. I am thrilled to offer our community a place to shop for quality Catholic gifts. We now have two locations, our main store at 1424 West Century Avenue and in downtown Bismarck in Mayo Pharmacy. Our shopping hours and more information about Beloved Pearl can be found on our website at belovedpearl.net.
Do you know that your prayers today can still aid in the salvation of someone who died years ago? I'm Father Chris Alar. God is outside of time, and since He is all-knowing and all-powerful, He knows every prayer you will ever make and has the power to apply those graces to any point in time, past, present, or future. So if you have lost anyone, especially to suicide, and think that they are eternally lost, you can still help them. God can take your prayers from today and give someone grace at the time of their judgment because He forever knew that you would make that prayer and He wants you to help them accept His offer of salvation. So there is still hope. Please visit suicideandhope.com so I can personally pray for anyone you've lost and to get our book, After Suicide, There's Hope for Them and You, which helps with any kind of suffering or loss, not just suicide. I promise it will help.
Spring brings the promise of new beginnings. The season reminds us that a new life is always around the corner. We can take inspiration from this and create a little spring of our own by remembering a life that was dear to us. A memorial gift of cash or property is a wonderful way in which to perpetuate the memory of a loved one. Please let us know about a person or persons you would like to remember and the best way we can honor them. For more information, please call Mike at 701-290-4503.